Progressive Left Credits Trump, Rips Biden After Ceasefire Deal. By Nick Gilbertson on January 16, 2025. Prominent members of the progressive left are crediting President-elect Donald Trump for the ceasefire agreement reached between Israel and Hamas, which comes just days before he reassumes the presidency. Many pro-Palestinian or anti-Israel progressives, who have been highly critical of the Biden-Harris administration's failure to reach a ceasefire, wade in to either further bash the outgoing administration or laud Trump for already bringing peace on the foreign policy front. The Biden administration reportedly allowed Trump's incoming special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, to lead key negotiations last week. "Watch, is that a joke?" says Biden to reporter asking if him or Trump is responsible for ceasefire deal. Journalist Sagar Njeti, who co-hosts Breaking Points with Crystal Ball, said the tiered ceasefire agreement is both a shining moment for Trump and an awful blemish for Biden. "An incredible achievement by Trump and an incredible humiliation of Joe Biden," he wrote in a post on X. Journalist Ryan Grimm, the co-host of Counterpoints and editor of Dropsite News, said on Wednesday's show that this agreement between Israel and Hamas is something that could earn a president the Nobel Peace Prize in another world. Grimm's comment came during a brief tangent while foreshadowing guest Robert Goldstein, a Princeton astrophysicist who penned an op-ed for Fox News several weeks ago contending Trump has the potential to earn 3 Nobel Peace Prizes. Goldstein wrote this essay for Fox News before Trump kind of slammed a ceasefire on Israel, which, frankly, in another kind of world could generate a Nobel Peace Prize for an American president. "Donald Trump has a steeper hill to climb to win that prize because he's Donald Trump and it's ludicrous to consider him getting a Nobel Peace Prize." But, Goldstein lays out how over the next 4 years he's actually set up to resolve 3 major sources of conflict and could legitimately deserve, if he pulled that off, 3 Nobel Peace Prizes. Pulitzer Prize-winning independent journalist Glenn Greenwald, the host of System Update, lauded Trump in a post critical of Israel. "I don't care what you think of Trump. I don't care what Trump's motives are or what else he promised Israel, which I'm sure is non-trivial," he wrote in a post on X. "Anyone who causes an end to Israel's civilian destruction in Gaza has done a good thing, and there's no denying his key role," he added. Anti-Israel progressive influencer and podcaster Sabi Sabs bashed Biden and Harris. "Once again, this is something Biden and Harris could have done as well. I don't like Trump, but he's showing you what a president can do," she wrote in a post on X. "I'm just thinking about all those kids who died because Biden is Zionist trash." Cal State University, Stanislaus political science professor Asad Abu Khalil took to X to hammer Biden and Harris, contending they lied to the Arabs in Michigan but Trump didn't. "The 2024 election notably saw realignment of Arab Americans in Michigan, especially in Wayne County, caused by extreme dissatisfaction with the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the war and failure to reach a ceasefire." Brianna Joy Gray, the national press secretary for Senator Bernie Sanders's IVT 2020 presidential campaign and the host of the Bad Faith podcast, mocked Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, who claimed in August that Harris was working tirelessly to bring about a ceasefire. The group Abandon Harris, which aimed to ensure Harris's loss in the presidential election, slammed the outgoing administration in a statement crediting Trump. In another post on X, the group contended the war would continue until every last Palestinian in Gaza was wiped out if Biden or Harris won the election.